American Language Course, Tape 1401B. Listen to this conversation about a vacation trip.
Are you going on a vacation trip this year?
No, I'm going to stay home this year. I took a trip to New York last year. I had made plans to go for many years.
Did you know anyone in New York?
Yes, I had some friends there. They had lived there for many years. They had often invited me to visit them.
Did you stay with them?
Yes, they had an extra room. They met me at the airport, then they took me home.
Did your friends have time to show you the city?
I looked around by myself during the day. My friends had to work then. We went to many interesting places in the evening. They didn't work on Saturday and Sunday. On those days, we saw many important places. I enjoyed visiting the Statue of Liberty. I was also interested in Rockefeller Center. Everyone should visit the Museum of Modern Art.
It sounds as though you had some interesting experiences.
Yes, it was exciting. I hope to go again soon. You can't see all of New York in 2 weeks. Now listen to the conversation again and repeat it.
Are you going on a vacation trip this year?
No, I'm going to stay home this year. I took a trip to New York last year. I had made plans to go for many years.
Did you know anyone in New York?
Yes, I had some friends there. They had lived there for many years. They had often invited me to visit them.
Did you stay with them?
Yes, they had an extra room. They met me at the airport. Then they took me home.
Did your friends have time to show you the city?
I looked around by myself during the day. My friends had to work then. We went to many interesting places in the evening. They didn't work on Saturday and Sunday. On those days, we saw many important places. I enjoyed visiting the Statue of Liberty. I was also interested in Rockefeller Center. Everyone should visit the Museum of Modern Art.
It sounds as though you had some interesting experiences.
Yes, it was exciting. I hope to go again soon. You can't see all of New York in 2 weeks. Let's practice some new words used in this conversation. Repeat what you hear.
Center. Traffic is heavy in the center of the city. There are many stores in a shopping center. Chicago is the railroad center of the United States. Exciting. We had an exciting trip through the mountains. He saw many exciting things in New York. We had never seen such an exciting movie before. Experience. I had a very exciting experience yesterday. Traveling by plane is an interesting experience. We should learn a lot from our experiences. Extra. Extra means more than we need now. I have an extra pencil you can use. Do we have any extra books? Modern. I can't understand modern painting. A modern city has a lot of traffic. Do you like modern houses? Museum. They like to visit museums. There are interesting things to see in a museum. We can learn a lot when we visit museums. Plan. Do you have the plans for the new house? We had made plans for a long trip. They had followed the plans we gave them. Stay. I'm going to stay home this year. We stayed with friends in New York. Do you stay in hotels when you travel?
Practice these questions and answers. Notice that they talk about actions that are now completed. Listen and repeat.
How many letters has the secretary answered?
She has already answered about 50.
Which bus has arrived?
The bus from Chicago has just arrived.
Have you begun your lessons yet?
No, we haven't begun them yet.
What has already been done?
They have already closed all the stores.
Have you called me on the telephone?
I have tried to call you all afternoon.
Have the children bothered you today?
Yes, they have bothered me all day.
Has John caught the train to Chicago?
No, he caught the train to New York.
How far has James driven his car?
He has already driven it 30,000 miles.
How much milk have the children drunk?
They have already drunk all their milk.
Have you enjoyed your visit here?
Yes, we have always enjoyed our visits here. Notice that these questions and answers in the past perfect tense are about actions that were completed before something else happened. Listen and repeat.
Had the instructor explained the lesson earlier?
Yes, he had explained it after class yesterday.
Had you been waiting long before I came?
No, we hadn't been waiting long.
Had the student studied hard before the test?
Yes, they had studied hard for 2 weeks.
Had they driven very far before the accident?
Yes, they had driven several hundred miles.
Had he often listened to the radio while he worked?
Yes, he had always listened to the radio while he worked.
Had Janet worked very long before you came?
Yes, she had been working several months.
Had John often watched TV before he met Mary?
Yes, he had watched it every night.
He left very suddenly. Had he already made plans to go?
Yes, he had planned the trip very carefully.
How long had you studied English before coming here?
We had studied it for 3 years.
Had you already read the book when you lost it?
No, I hadn't read it yet. Here are some more questions of the same kind, followed by short answers. Repeat what you hear.
Had the workers finished when you arrived?
No, they hadn't. Yes, they had.
Had you invited your friend before he called?
No, I hadn't. Yes, I had.
Had John visited her earlier?
No, he hadn't. Yes, he had.
Had Jack stayed in a hotel before?
No, he hadn't. Yes, he had.
Had you told him about the fair before he went?
No, I hadn't. Yes, I had.
Had Dick already answered his letter?
No, he hadn't. Yes, he had.
Had Mary known John while he still lived here?
No, she hadn't. Yes, she had. Listen carefully to these sentences. You will answer some questions about them later. Edward had never been to New York. He had wanted to go there for a long time. He had some friends in New York. They had invited him to visit them. They have lived in New York for 10 years. Edward is going to New York next month. He will stay with his friends. Now, listen to these sentences again and repeat them. Edward had never been to New York. He had wanted to go there for a long time. He had some friends in New York. They had invited him to visit them. They have lived in New York for 10 years. Edward is going to New York next month. He will stay with his friends. Here are some questions based on these sentences. Answer the questions with short answers. Then repeat the correct answers. Example.
Had Edward ever been to New York before?
No, he hadn't.
No, he hadn't.
No, he hadn't.
How long had he wanted to go there?
For a long time.
Where do his friends live?
In New York.
What had they invited him to do?
To visit them.
How long have they lived in New York?
10 years.
When is Edward going to New York?
Next month.
Where will he stay in New York?
With his friends. This is the end of tape 1401B.